Tom Cerutori now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Tom, tough start, killing off so many penalties there in the first period, but boy, I thought you guys played really, really well there in the second period.
Yeah, we showed some guts. First period was a snowstorm, and they were bigger. They're big and strong, and they're heavy, and we had a hard time navigating through a lot of that stuff. But we weren't good on the kill. We're trying to figure out who we are. We're trying to figure out who we are.
Well, and you pull the goalie. How much practice have you had with this club this year, 6-on-5?
Not much, but we don't practice it much anymore. Best we do so much video, and it's hard to really practice it. It's hard to practice it.
You can't simulate that intensity.
You just can't. It's just I used to do it all the time. Every Thursday I would do 6-on-5 and 5-on-6 for probably 10 or 12 years. That was a Thursday deal. But that's when we didn't have the video that we have right now and the technology, and kids are different learners today, and whatever. You know what? We scored a lot of goals over the years. We're fine just with video. These guys know where to go. They're hockey players.
Well, once you gained offensive zone possession in that extra attacker situation, you had a bunch of chances.
We had a few chances. We got to shut off the walls. That's the one thing I noticed. They cleared one puck, and it's like, 6-on-5, 101. I don't care if it's peewees, bantams, midget, junior, or college. You got to seal the walls off right away because that's where it's going.
Well, Oliver gets a couple more goals for you. All three of his goals have been pretty unique so far, but obviously he's a player for you and can shoot the puck.
Can skate too. He had a good, he got a heavy stick.
You got to get guys to get him the puck, and you did that too.
Yeah.
As the night progressed, this was noticeably more intense than a week ago. How drained is that bench right now?
Yeah, I'm sure we are. I'm sure we are. I don't know.
Nobody's in game shape in week two.
No, but neither is St. Cloud, So what the heck? So I just don't like talking about those things just because, the team you're playing, they had a little more juice than us tonight. So why? I don't know, but again, we competed hard. Like I said, we competed hard. The second period, the third period could have went our way, and it was a 50-50 period, and the second period was all us, the first period was all them, but I like the guys' resiliency, I really do.
Well, Tom, you gave up two on the power play, so defensively one on 5-on-5 play. It is the most experienced, group that you've got is the defensemen. How did you feel they played tonight?
Not bad. We just got to bump pucks quicker. We got to recognize where the forecheckers are. Like there's too many direct plays. I'll use an RH term. You got to play a lot of pool out here, this game. And, we didn't play very good pool. Like, you got to bypass, a lot of times you got to bypass a forechecker by putting the puck in an awkward spot, but you know where it's going to go next. And that's just the way it is. And we talked about it between periods. We just talked about it for a few seconds after the game right here. We got to be better indirect. This game is played just as much indirect as it is direct, and we got to be better there.
I wasn't a very good bank shot pool player either, so.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.